from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You don't need to play recorded Pajemski. We're about to get live Pajemski. Did you just say that you got all kinds of questions for Pajemski?
Can't wait.
Then let's not wait.
Let's go.
Joining us right now on the River Islands guest line is none other than Pods or BP or whatever you want to call him. He doesn't mind any of them, as he tells us. It's Brandon Pajemski, who is in Milwaukee, fresh off a trip to a Dodger Brewer game, and a little less fresh off of a trip to Europe, right? How was Paris, Brandon?
Paris was a blast. I had a great time with me and my friends. We were able to do quite a lot. I've been to Paris once before with Santa Clara when I was there for our Europe trip during the summer, so I got to see it one time without the Olympics, and then seeing it with the Olympics was really fun, getting to see the basketball, what it's like, FIBA style. Seeing beach volleyball from the Eiffel Tower was really fun. So just a lot of things that we had, you know, planned to do and we got to do, and it's very different from America.
It's very different from Milwaukee, Brandon, but like I was telling Mark before we came on, you know, being in the National League all those years and as a broadcaster, like Milwaukee in the summer is one of my favorite stops. And I saw the picture with you and Brian Anderson, and BA and I are tight, so you probably know him for hoops. I know him from baseball. But I mean, talk about Milwaukee in the summer. I love the ballpark. I love the runs on the lake. We don't stay at the Pfister anymore, the haunted hotel. We stay somewhere else.
Yeah.
But dude, like Milwaukee in the summertime, I don't think it gets better. It's one of the sneaky sleeper towns on the tour.
No, I definitely agree. Obviously I've lived in Milwaukee my whole life. So being here for this summer, especially, I haven't been able to spend a summer here really since my senior year of high school. So got to enjoy State Fair, which is in the beginning of August when I got back. Obviously, Summerfest is here. There's a bunch of things to do around the city, and the weather's always really nice, 70 to 80 degrees, and a lot of people go on the lake, Lake Michigan. So there's a bunch of stuff to do here. People just, you know, don't really think about it because we have Chicago right by us and stuff like that. So we kind of get underlooked in that aspect, but it's a beautiful city.
I think I might have left out the nicest people ever, too. Did I leave that out?
You left that out.
Literally.
And it's so true.
The nicest people on the planet.
It's so true.
In Wisconsin. Absolutely.
Okay, Brandon agrees. although I'll say this, Brandon, Dodgers 5, Brewers 2 on Monday night. You didn't boo hard enough.
Nah, so one of my good friends, actually, Gavin Lux, is a starting second baseman for the Dodgers. He's originally from Wisconsin as well. So every time the Dodgers play up in the Bay against San Francisco or Oakland, I try to go and support him. And obviously, he was just in town, coincidentally, when I was in town. So just kind of growing up, I'm obviously way younger than he is. But just knowing him through organization of baseball, playing with him, you know, it's cool to see. And even last summer, I went to Dodger Stadium during the summer and caught a game and got one of his jerseys. So we're trying to align it where he can come to one of my games when we play in L.A. or something like that. But, yeah, he's a good friend. So for me, watching the Brewers and Dodgers, it didn't really matter in that instance who won.
Oh man, see that just threw me for a little bit of a loop there. And Brandon, I'm glad that you're clearly now comfortable in your skin as a Bay Area athlete to be on Bay Area radio and say nice things about the Dodgers. That takes some guts.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary about the Dodgers. I think it's just Gavin. Gavin's doing his thing, and it's super cool to see, another guy from Wisconsin, make it to professional sport.
Fair enough. You hate all the other Dodgers, and I won't let you answer that. I'm just going to go with that. Brandon Pajemski is joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs and FP is in for Dibs. So, Brandon, have you done what the rest of us have done? Have you gone over the entire NBA schedule and played like the win-loss game and come up with a final record for the Warriors yet?
I've went over the schedule a couple of times. Haven't played the win-loss game. I feel like that'll kind of just work itself out, but I am kind of pleased that we do get a lot of, I think there's a couple of stretches there. We have 5 or 6 game homestands, so it'll be nice to get accustomed to home for a little bit, and then we have some longer road trips, and I kind of really prefer that instead of the playing 2 at home, then go play 3, and then come back and play 2. I'd rather just kind of have them all at once so I can, when I come home, I can unpack my bags, and when I'm on the road, I can, enjoy myself as well, so... I like the schedule back in Milwaukee on February 10th, so I'm excited for. Obviously, that's one of my favorite games during the year, so I'm looking forward to that. And then also the in-season tournament. I think we by far have the hardest pool out of any group, so I'm excited to play, Clay and those guys. And just looking forward to it, honestly, just seeing what the second year is going to look like. I'm excited. I know I've gotten better. I can feel it. And just really excited to get out there.
How have you gotten better?
I think I was talking to Anthony Slater last night about it, and I didn't have this feeling of getting better as much as I did this year this offseason, I should say, since my junior or senior year of high school. And during that time, I really noticed a jump in my game. I could feel it. I could see it. And I haven't really felt that since until this offseason.
Wow.
And I think people would ask me about the Illinois to Santa Clara. I think that was more so an opportunity than anything. But from a skill development standpoint, I feel like this offseason has been, up there with the one my junior or senior of high school. So for me, I'm feeling really good. Took out the floaters, took out the hook shots, kind of putting in more mid-range stuff, more threes off the dribble, more threes off the catch. So just adding different things, and then defensively being able to, take on that challenge, being out there with Steph every night, taking that challenge head on.
Well, you talk about being with Steph. That's a good segue. I was trying to figure out how to ask you this question. What were you doing? Were you at the gold medal game, and what were you doing when you hit that 4 3-pointer?
I actually was not at the gold medal game. I was there for a couple of the games before that. So I got to, talk with him, Steve, Khalid Robinson, one of our coaches, and Clint Carlson are also over there. So I got to talk with them just about it. And it was at the time when Steph was, struggling and not making as much. So we were just kind of talking about it and what his thoughts were. And, he told me and my friends, it was actually crazy that he's going to, go off the next 2 games. And that was against Serbia and France. And he told us, and, he did it. So for me, I was actually at home watching the game. And, I thought it was pretty crazy to watch. It was super surreal. You see it all the time when you're playing with them, but on that stage, when you're expected to win, the whole country, the whole world's watching that. It's pretty special to do.
Were you like the rest of us screaming and yelling? I mean, you practice with them every day. You've seen this a million times. You've seen it with the Warriors, but like on that stage, were you like the rest of us just like, oh, going nuts when you saw it? Or you're just like, that's Steph?
Nah, I just was like, he's different. He's different. He's different than anybody that, most of us have ever been around. I think he's, in there for the greatest of all time in that conversation. And, I'm blessed to be his teammate.
Brandon Pajemski with us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, Brandon, I'm going to take one of the phrases out of the answer. We know that this is part of the game and you have to deal with it. But Let us in a little bit. What did this feel like this offseason to have your name be such a central piece to all of the rumors? And I mean this both in a good and bad way. I have to imagine, right? Like, Your name is in trade rumors, but you're also hearing your team at least reportedly say, no, he's off the table. We like him too much. What was this experience like for you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, I think in one aspect it was different. This is my first year going through something like this. So to have your name kind of rumored in something that you necessarily can't control is definitely different. Something that, you know, as a college kid, as a high school kid, you don't have to worry about because there is no trades. So that was definitely different. But at the same time, it was a good feeling that to know that, you know, you're wanted across the league. Teams see your value, and at the same time, you see how much value Golden State I have there. So it was good to be a part of that, go through it. But, you know, I think Mike and I think Joe did a great job during that process of just being transparent with me and my agent of kind of what was it looking like, what was it going to happen. And, you know, basically at two different points in time, they told me I wasn't going to go anywhere. So I felt that as an extra confidence booster that they see a bright future for me as I do myself. And, you know, Joe during summer league said he thinks we have an all-star. And, you know, I agree with him 100%. And that's something that I strive for and, you know, plan to do in the coming years.
Yeah, I want people to hear this from you because you've said it to us already in the past. That, like, your goal is all-star. Your goal is face of the Warriors. Why, like, what's going on there? Why is that your vision, or why, like, you know what I mean? What is the importance of that to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the game I love, and for me, being blessed to be in a situation I am, why not try to maximize out your potential, and, you know, why cut yourself short and just be like, you know what, I'm cool with being, you know, a backup point guard. I'm cool with being a role player. I'm cool making my, you know, $5 to $10 million a year. Why settle short for that? And, you know, I feel like I have, you know, so much potential that I can use and show on the court that, you know, I want to do those things. And, you know, people can say, oh, he's too cocky, he's too arrogant, but I'm never going to sell myself short, and I'm going to try to keep going until I can't. So I think for me, just kind of always being raised to take that next step and be an alpha male. That's just kind of how I was brought up. And for me, like I told you guys before, the all-star thing is something that I think is real. Maybe not a lot of other people think that, but I think it's something that I could do. And, you know, I'm going to keep going for it.
So you mean to tell us that your goals are even higher than Mark Stein's all-NBA lefty team? Is that what you're telling us?
I guess. I just actually seen that today. That I made the all lefty team, which was pretty cool. We had talked about it during the finals, actually, so it was pretty cool to make that.
Brandon Pajemski is with us. Brandon, I'd also love to hear your thoughts with regard to maybe how this Olympic experience for Steph Curry kind of changed the way outsiders. I'm sure it doesn't change anything for you. But outsiders, I think there's this renewed thought of like, wait a minute, Steph's not old yet. Steph can still be an NBA one. Did you feel that? And what's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, in any situation, basketball related, I will never, you know, count Steph, LeBron, or Kevin Durant out. It's just something that, you know, they've been doing for so long that you never feel like they're getting old. And, you know, I saw the other day, like, LeBron will be 43. I think Steph will be almost 40, and KD will be almost 40 the next Olympics. And, you know, for me, I would assume they're going to play if they can. And I never would count none of those three guys out. But for me, you know, people are going to say things just based on how our season went last year and how we didn't make the playoffs and all those kind of things. But when it comes to Steph, I mean, he's one of a kind. And like I said, I'll never count him out of anything when there's a chance to win. So
you talk about setting goals, Brandon, and it, I used to set individual goals, but then I'd also set team goals. Do you have team goals set for this year? And if you do, can you share them with us?
Yeah, obviously everybody's goal is to win the championship. So that's obviously number one on the bucket list above any individual goal. I think, you know, seeing what that's like to be in the in-season tournament, you know, semifinals and finals, that's another goal of ours to win our pool. You know, we want to be a top six team. I think it's super crucial that we get into a seven game series because, you know, like Steve and everyone else has said, I feel like it's hard to beat a Steph Curry led team four times out of seven games. And I think last year, if we were able to get in that situation where we were handed a seven game series, I think, you know, the results would have been different. So I think just being a top six seed, after the regular season's over is something that we have our eye on as well, and then kind of just go from there. But yeah, just extending our season. Honestly, for me, being done since, I think, what, April 17th, whatever it was, to now, I mean, it's felt like an eternity. And so, you know, I don't want that feeling of having to sit at home and watch other teams play. I'd rather be the last, you know, one or two teams playing. So just goals like that. And, you know, as a competitor, you want to win everything you can. So anything that comes our way, I know me especially, I'll be ready for it.
If we're going to talk goals, to what level is it a goal for you to be on that Olympic team at some point?
Oh, I mean, that's the number one goal for sure. Obviously, like I mentioned about the All-Star thing, not a lot of people expect it, which is okay because, you know, at that point I'll be in year five, just, you know, about to hit my prime. So it's something that I can do. And I watched from the Olympic Games, you know, there's a place for guys like the Derek Whites, the Jrue Holidays. There's a place for that on a team like that, given so much talent. And I think, although I think it myself can be ultra talented, I think in that situation, kind of like what Devin Booker did, he played a role for the team to win. And I think for me, I can do somewhat similar. And I know there's a place for that on every team. You know, you look at Derek White and Jrue Holiday, those aren't necessarily the top 12 basketball players talent-wise in the United States. I mean, everybody would agree on that. But because they can fill a role and know how to play with other stars around them, they're able to do it. And I think for me, that's kind of somewhat similar to what I look like for the 28 Olympics.
Pods, as an old guy that's retired now and that's limping around every single day, I get worried when you take so many charges. Like, all these goals that you have, are we still going to take tons of charges this year? Because I'm worried about the toll on your body over the long haul when you keep letting these big guys run over you to take the charges.
Yeah, I think it's just something that I've had in my game since I started in eighth grade. You know, I think it helps the team win. And for me, that's what I'm really all about. And I've kind of mastered how to fall after getting contact. So I think that has helped me kind of help my body a little bit. But I don't think it'll go away anytime soon unless I can, you know, just miraculously be a great guard shot blocker like Gary or something like that. I think that'll be a staple of my game.
Brandon Pajemski on 95.7 The Game. Hey, before you run, a quick thought on the Lakers at Chase on Christmas Day. I mean, do you do the same thing we do when the schedule comes out? The first thing your eyes do is go straight to Christmas Day.
Correct. I think for me, it goes Christmas Day, then it goes when do I play in Milwaukee. I think those are my two that I look at right away. But I think this is 12 years in a row now being on Christmas. I mean, you can thank the majority of that to Steph and Clay and Draymond. But yeah, it's an honor. It's only five games in that day. And being selected as one of those 10 teams is a blessing. And then now being able to play in my second Christmas Day, one on the road last year at Denver and now at home, just kind of seeing what that's like. And I'm super excited to be a part of that.
All right, Pods, great stuff, man. We really appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit. And congrats on all the success. And I know everyone's excited that you're still a Dub.
Yes, thanks, guys. I appreciate you for having me.
All right, there he is. Brandon Pajemski right here on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.